The object of the march was to show that the police repression is not working, that we are still strong and that we are still present in Oscar Grant Plaza.
We are really supporting the Occupy movement, but I'm torn between having skirmishes and having a dream from the larger energy being really opposing the 1%. And the police are only their servants. The servants are the 1%.
They have been attacking us. They were live people on the outside. They could be the one instigating it. We're not instigating it. And I think this is a real tactic to get us to be fearful. I'm so distressed because the groups are getting smaller and smaller, and that's why I'm here, because I keep hearing you dwindling. And we do not want to be fearful.
Over anyway, so there's some value in coming out and saying, you know what, you haven't scared us yet, we're still coming out, and then fuck you, by the way.
Okay. I've got Stella on stack.
Is everybody I know who won't come to Occupy Oakland won't come because they're afraid of the police. And I think we need to show them that their scare tactics aren't working. They just keep making, they keep convincing people more and more that we have the moral high ground.
Police brutality in Oakland is clearly a problem, a serious problem that has to be brought in front and addressed. Wasting time and resources in confronting the police head on is costing us a lot of money on bail money to keep these people out and get them in and out, and it's costing a lot of money. And the police are just a function, an arm of the power structure, and have to go after the power structure where it really lies. And who is at the top of these power structures? That's what we have to do.
I really want us to work as one strong force. So I think unity is important. And I keep on thinking, we know this is a military state. And it's not reasonable for even, say, 1,000 people to go up against a military state unless you really have some good tactics and some objectives in mind. And I really agree with this man who says that we're dissipating our resources in the struggle that doesn't...
What action? We need action. We can't just stay dormant. And if marches is not the solution, then other what actions can we take to be instructive to control them? Because they do not want us to exist. They're going to continue to do everything they can to stop us. So we need to understand that. Where do we go? What action? And that's what I'm
saying. And if they don't go with the bail, I think you have to sit there until you either go to trial or there's a plea. And I just feel like there should be some clear way. I mean, if everyone that had been online last month, when I was there, we could have come up with $30,000 to get some people out. So anyway, that's just a concern I have.
The police repression is working, and we're falling into their game a little bit. You know, it's not just about arresting us and trying to put us away. It's Martin Luther King's tactics of flooding the courts was very effective, and we're already starting to have that impact on the city and the resources of the city. So. As long as we can get people back out of jail, it's not so bad that we're just constantly there. Every day they have to deal with more of these cases, you know. And
voice our opinion and just call them and flood their switchboard. That will just shut their switchboard down.
We need to keep standing up and using it. The diversity of tactics that we all agreed to use. And those of you who don't want to provoke the police should not provoke the police. Just don't do it. And don't be what people are doing. And don't try to stop the people who need to do that. We know the value. We have watched time and again each officer make a choice for themselves to follow an illegal order. If we can provoke them to follow illegal orders, we'll get to the top of this. And when we get to the top of this, we'll be the guards in the jail where the chief of police is sitting. Unfortunately for us, who don't mostly believe in revenge, we'll probably feed him right. And we'll probably make the temperature warm enough for him to sleep in. So just remember, this diversity of tactics thing is something we agree to. And please show respect for your comrades who have different tactics.
We're getting, stuck on just the events that are making the news or making a lot of headlines. But there are people constantly taking part in various types of actions. actions that I think we're forgetting about, and partly due to the fact that the actions that make arrests usually seem to get a lot more attention than those that don't. And so one thing I want to make a point of is that we need to remember we're all participating in various ways every day, and we need to somehow shed light on that. Maybe hopefully make like a calendar online, make it keep a log of everything that people are doing.
So in my group, there was a lot of focus on whether or not this was an official Occupy Oakland action or not an official Occupy Oakland action. That's a sentiment I've heard a lot of times before. I think we have to get away from that mindset. I don't think that's healthy. Everything we do is everything we do. We all speak for each other. We're all part of this collective. Part of what happened last night that got a little out of control was that people stopped thinking as a group and started thinking as individuals, and people got knocked down as other people were trying to run away, and instead of, you know, helping their comrades up, they were knocking them down and basically feeding them to
the
police.
Did you attend the march?
And that's never okay. But the more important thing that I want to talk about is the idea that people are really fucking angry. And I understand that anger because I feel that anger, and I'm sure a lot of others of you out there feel that anger. That you know, you're trying to go to sleep at night and you're just so fucking angry at OPD. And I think part of the reason we keep having this problem is that we don't know what to do with that anger. So somebody says, okay, here's something you can do with that anger. Let's go yell at OPD. And everybody's like, okay, well, that's the only thing out there. Let's go yell at OPD. If you don't like that action, come up with your own action. I'm not saying that as like, don't be part of this action or, you know, stay home if you don't like it. No, exactly the opposite of stay home. Go out and do a different action. It's just, you have to start thinking outside the box. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to wait and see what somebody else proposes, and then I'm going to show up, or I'm going to sit at home and shake my fist and write nasty things about it on Facebook. You have to get it done yourself. That's the idea of a leaderless movement. If we really are leaderless, then we don't just wait for the person at the top to announce our official action. Instead, what we do is we just come up with actions, and we start telling our friends.
Locked out workers of Castlewood Country Club, Unite Here Local 2850 asks Occupy Oakland to publicly endorse the workers' struggle and to allow the Occupy Oakland Labor Solidarity Committee to coordinate future actions with them.
And our kids should go out and look for their own jobs and look for their own health insurance. So along with that, they wanted to get rid of a lot of the workers. Some of them illegal workers who have been there for over 10 years working without a problem. We have, in these past 2 years, we have held some hunger strikes. We have been picketing every day, twice a day, for 6 days a week. And we've been able to cancel a lot of the tournaments, which is how the club make their money. While we've been picketing out on the street, all the members of this club, which is composed of over 800 members, each one of them paid up to $25,000 per membership. Everyone pays over $600 a month in fees, and they have to spend over $200 a month on food and beverage. And they don't wanna. They are refusing to pay 60 cents a day for our health insurance. So I don't think that's fair. They've been wanting to get rid of us because we look Hispanic, because we don't have any money, and basically because they want to have workers in there who they can pay less than minimum wage, which is the case with my job. They terminated me at the beginning of 2010, and they brought two people to work 5 hours in there, and they were paying them $45 for both of them, 5 hours of work. So you do the math, it's not fair. That's the kind of thing they want to do. We've been standing on the street, and the members pass by and they yell at us that this is their country, that we don't belong in there, that they're going to call immigration on us. they've been telling us that they've been passing by and they've been spitting at our feet. We went through the National Labor Board Relations in a hearing, which is going to start on the 9th, on unfair labor practices that have been going on at Castlewood Country Club. We are asking you guys for your support. We've been in this struggle long before the Occupy movement started. We have been supporting other struggles around, like the nurses and the licorice people. So we would like to see you guys over there and show this part of the 1% how the 99% works.
Been out of work at the Castlewood Country Club for 2 years, but I'm here to say that I'm with you all and with the 99%.
Estamos aquí por una misma causa. Nosotros también estamos peleando con el 1% para tener nuestros trabajos y ahorita somos el 99%. Les agradecemos su apoyo y ojalá que nos puedan acompañar algún día en las marchas.
So we're all here for the same reason. We're fighting against the 1% at the golf course where they locked us out, but we're all part of the same 99% and we're all part of the same struggle. Thank you for your support and hopefully that we can see you out on our picket line sometime.
Thank you.